March 21, with all our heart. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29:13. Many have not had that religious experience that is essential for them, that they may stand without fault before the throne of God. The furnace fires of affliction he permits to be kindled upon them to consume the dross, to refine, to purify, and cleanse them from the defilement of sin, of self-love, and to bring them to know God and to become acquainted with Jesus Christ by walking with him as did Enoch. That which is called praying morning and evening, according to custom, is not always fervent and effectual. It is with many a sleepy, dull, and heartless repetition of words, and does not reach the ear of the Lord. God does not need or require your ceremonial compliments, but he will respect the broken heart, the confession of sins, the contrition of the soul, the cry of the humble broken heart he will not despise. We must have such love for Jesus that we will consider it a privilege to suffer and even die for his sake. We may tell the Lord all our trials, tell him all our weaknesses, tell him all our dependence upon his might and his power. This is true prayer. If ever there was a time when the spirit of grace and supplication was needed to be poured out upon us, God himself indicting our prayers, it is now. And the promise is to be brought before every church in the simplicity of truth dwelt upon. Ask and ye shall receive. John 16:24. It is faith, living faith, that we need. The Lord will lead his people and guide them. The commandment will go forth from God as to Daniel to help those making earnest intercession to the throne of his grace in their time of need. We need to open the heart to Christ. We need much firmer faith and more fervent devotion. We need to die to self and in mind and heart to cherish an adoring love for our Savior. When we will seek the Lord with all the heart, we shall find him, and our hearts will be all aglow with his love. Self will sink into insignificance, and Jesus will be all and in all to the soul.